上天着了变身上天着不来
我老是马上能给他当年被升级他们去单独都投下了那么保养的话就被升级去公婆人不接今天就脱不了下过也脱不了下雨切多他们确实人不接升级被各种想去去升级这些升级功能升不了去
Our goal is to strive for complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite, kind, mother sentient beings. And for that reason, we cultivate the altruistic motivation, or what we call bodhicitta motivation, and with that kind of motivation,We should all participate in this teaching.
Monos, Tangaransoni, Chuchini Shepe, Guba the Karia Sena, Maranson Tandu Seni, Ane, Ne Tulanguyak, Ane, Tanansan Shu Chetan, Pandu Torguya, Papanguyak, Ane Kunun Yamashi Short Chess, Tan Indu Seni, Nansan Yaku Shortan, Yamashi Shorts, and those Niver, just a thing of a day, Ane.방캐브캐브어디캐브캐브캐도내가라서그섬씨귤을아괜히시야다그것좋다그랬
어 Let me remind all of ourselves the primary purpose of teaching from my side teaching you a dharma and from your side listening to dharma teaching so together we are participating in spiritual discourses the primary purpose behind all of this is that we would like to educate ourselves you know in spiritual matters concerning what are the things, let's call them phenomena, that we should get rid of. And to use a technical term, there are phenomena called deluded phenomena, nyunmo chok in Tibetan. Deluded phenomena, and what are these that we should know about and we should get rid of?And there are phenomena which are called liberated phenomena, to use a technical term, Namjang Chok in Tibetan. And what are those, you know, liberated phenomena that we should learn about and that we should cultivate? So in other words, the primary purpose of our participating in the spiritual discourses is to educate ourselves, you know, about those phenomena,and be able to differentiate between those two types of phenomena and then get rid of the deluded phenomena and cultivate liberating phenomena.
Tan du se ne. Gu ni nyu mo shou tang, nam zhang shou se ya te, shi tang ne pe yan du se ne pa ma yin pa che ke. Rang ju le, rang ju le san no tang ne. Ta gu ni nyu mo shou shi ta, shi tsang ma le ta ma sang a me pa na vichin garang su le te, ta,요그거야말이딱문제인데바람생기는데가됐어
As we you know learn about those different types of phenomena again I want to really make it very clear that our goal is not to intellectualize you know or intellectually understand those different types of phenomena as if you know we can theorize about them what are liberating phenomena and what are deluded you know phenomena we all must pay attention to the fact that these are the phenomena either we have within our own mind or the phenomena that we need to cultivate in our own mind stream now let's talk a little bit about deluded phenomenaIf we take the time to look within ourselves, within our own mind, unfortunately, if you will, that each of us has got almost every kind of delusion that we can talk about. So that's what we're talking about. We are not just simply theorizing about delusions as if these are the phenomena which exist outside or outwardly and we got to understand them. But these are the phenomena which reside in our own mind that we really need to understand and get rid of. So we need to educate ourselves of or about deluded phenomena which reside within each of our own state of mind. And then we also need to make efforts to purify our mind of deluded phenomena. And how can we do that? As you have heard Kishila use the word chemicals. But there are more chemicals that we could ingest into our own system and then say, okay, I'm going to purify myself of delusions. There are no such chemicals, you know, that could help us do that. So the only way that could help us to deal with our delusions is first we need spiritual education. We need to educate ourselves about delusions and where they reside, and then about the antidotes to counteract those delusions. So once we have developed or gained understanding and knowledge of delusions and antidotes to delusions, then the next thing, which is perhaps the most important, is to put the spiritual teaching into practice. We need to cultivate the antidotes within our mind, so that is the only way by which or with which we can get rid of delusions from within our mind. So why is it a big deal that delusions or deluded phenomena reside within us? So why are we making a big deal about that? That we need to study them and then we need to apply antidotes to get rid of them, if you ask. The reason why is because all kinds of unwanted pains and problems that we have experienced in our life, that we have experienced in our past lives, and that we have been experiencing in our present life, and that we will experience in our future lives, arise from delusions within our own state of mind. So again, I emphasize here that it is one's own delusions. We are really not talking about somebody's delusions. It is my own delusions which are the sources of all the sufferings I have been through, from the past lives until now, that if I don't get rid of them, I will continue to suffer in this and future lives.
Mm-hmm.
他南山所缺的还够多，可是南山所缺的啥缺的烂呢？啊，他等于呢，他把他自己这边工作做一个特，特等于他，那么到不是南门都按烂，啥的烂等于呢？南山所缺的都是这个意思。 Now, as I mentioned earlier, that there are liberating phenomena. So what are they? To be simple, here we are talking about the methods or the spiritual path which help us to be liberated from cyclic existence of samsara and suffering, find nirvana, and eventually find a complete enlightened state. So the spiritual practices are the methods and the paths which lead us to our spiritual destinations, if you will, are what we call liberating phenomena. In this category, we can talk about the five spiritual paths which could lead us to either nirvana or complete enlightened state in the footnote from the path of accumulation to the path of normal learning. And we can talk about the 10 spiritual grounds of bodhisattvas, again in the footnote, from the path of seeing to the path of normal learning. So these are the spiritual paths and grounds which we need to cultivate within our own minds. Of course, first we need to study about them, and then we need to put them into practice. And as we cultivate these paths and grounds or progress on them, that we are able to liberate ourselves from suffering.
Nga xe pa ching sum chi ni kyun lan du tsu gyur. Kari se na, min tui chi lam nga, ta, ane ranje chi lam nga, ta, tiba chi mi tigin chi lam nga se ni, ane kyun lan chen du si na os, ik, ane tsu gyur es.
When we talk about five paths, that is used as a generic term to talk about all kinds of paths that we can cultivate in different vehicles or yanas of Buddhism. But sometimes we do talk about 15 spiritual paths. That would be 5 times 3. But they all have the same labels or the names, if you will. So when we talk about 15 spiritual paths, what we are really basically talking about is this, that there are five paths of Sharvaka Yan or hearer's vehicle. There are five paths of Pratyeka Buddha Yan or solitary realizer's vehicle. And there are the five paths of greater vehicle Buddhism or Mahayana. So in that way, there are 15 spiritual paths.
That is, tangi tatsu mo na shinta, ngandu si ni lam, ngandu she yu arte yina ya, onja ponsu yu go ni tang, tawja ge, tawja ni lam chi go ni shin, tumi ta, tumi rambay mambo yu da res.
So although the five paths in each Buddhist vehicle have the same names or the labels, but those 15 spiritual paths I just mentioned are not on the same levels. They are in a higher hierarchically structured. They are in a hierarchical system. And that is because, we can understand in terms of the objects of abandonment, what do we need to get rid of, on each spiritual path, and what do we accomplish in terms of qualities on each path. So in terms of, as we would say, objects of abandonment and objects of cultivation, that we can talk about how the 15 spiritual paths exist on different levels.
So that can really see that than the Cuba and she can send those rest. Tang around so than the Cuspa around so KQ Cardis and then only show and didn't any show a similar pang and son drum away to top you say.
So that is, in a sense, in a generic sense, what do we find in Buddhism? What kind of paths do we find in Buddhism leading to different spiritual goals or destinations? Having said that, now there are things which are maybe directly concerned with our own life and our future. So what is really seems to be more relevant at this point, perhaps, if we can put it that way, case, each of us has to be really concerned that once we leave this life behind, world behind, then we should see that we do not have to be reborn in any of the three unfortunate states of rebirth or what we call bad migrations. That should be one of our primary concerns. So how can we prevent our rebirths in bad migrations in the next life, if you ask? In a nutshell, if we cultivate the two essential causes of refuge and go for refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, the three jewels, that would help us to stop that rebirth in next life. And additionally, not only that we don't want to be reborn in a bad state of existence, but we would like to find a good rebirth or fortunate rebirth. And so in that regard, we need to abide by pure ethics or ethical codes of discipline. We need to, so by the extension of that thought, so we stop creating as much as we can negative karmic actions or negativities, and then we purely dedicate our positive actions towards our goal. So the basic ethics in Buddhism, which applies to one and all, if you will, practitioners, is to abandon 10 negative actions of body, speech and mind. Now let's assume that one doesn't have a clue about each of these 10 negative actions of body, speech and mind, but what one can do is see that one's actions of body, speech and mind do not hurt or harm other sentient beings. And if in whatever ways we can benefit and help others, we should do that in our everyday life. But even if we couldn't literally benefit others, but at least in our mind and heart, we should keep the positive attitude and wish others to be happy, wish to bring benefits to others. So grounded in those basic, if you will, practices, then we should, as much as we can, cultivate renunciation or aversion to the miseries in the samsara or sickly existence. And then we should also, as much as we can, train our mind into equalizing and exchanging self for others. And so what goes into that kind of mind training, if you will, or practice, is, first we try to recognize how both self and others are similar in certain ways. Both self and others, wish for, peace and happiness. So in that respect, we are just the same. There is no slightest difference. Both self and others do not wish for any kind of pain, problem, suffering, trouble, misery. In that regard again, both self and others are just the same. There isn't even slightest difference. So by understanding those issues, you know, which are similar between self and others, then we train our mind to equalize self with others and then exchange self for others. So what I just said is really very important for all of us to think about and try to put into practice, because the reason why there is so much issues between self and others is a lot of the time it could be because we are so pre-concerned with our own self-interest that in our mind, we do not really care about others. And so not only that, we don't mind hurting others, if that, gets us to where we want to go or fulfill our interest. But then in our actions, we implement those harmful intentions, and that's how so much issues, conflict issues, and the sufferings exist between ourselves and others. As experienced masters have got this to say, that if we harm others, we are also harming ourselves to that extent. If we help and benefit others, it is to that extent we are also benefiting ourselves. So in other words, that what we do to others, is the same as what we do to ourselves.
Yes.
So what I've just explained, it all goes back to what Buddha originally said in sutras. As Geshe-la quoted the statements from his memory, Buddha said, you will experience results according to the type of actions that you perform. Actually, metaphorically, he put it, he said, you will enjoy the fruit, you will reap the fruits of the seeds you sow into the field. So basically, we're talking the same thing. What we do, our actions will bring results according to the nature of our actions. So what I just talked about so far is, I thought those are the really important things to share with you. And as I always tell you, that I share these things with you, I include myself in the audience. I'm not just telling you what to do or what you should be doing, but I'm also telling myself what I should be thinking about and doing as well. Now let's go back to where we left off last time in this wonderful text called A Miscellaneous Collection of Kadamba Geshe's Advices.
Yes. yin ene debo de jibo tang, ata, ata jawala ne kutu yak sam tang rus, kanan lo.
Now the Adisha continues to tell us, or advise us rather, that we should not think of our own self-interest or happiness, or what, you know, what is the self-benefits, but we should rather think about what benefits others and about others' happiness. And in that manner, we should cultivate respect, for others, and serve them as if we were their, obedient servant.
That in this sameness, ying sameness, change, good change, governance. Then this same thought, ne, ane rangle ying be singe samalorda, samalan ane.
So by cultivating that kind of attitudes that we want to promote, you know, betterment and happiness of others, rather than be preoccupied with our own, you know, happiness or benefits, then we should, you know, think of like we are in the service of all sentient beings. We learn to respect all sentient beings, and we serve them, as if we were their servants. So respect could be offered, you know, mentally as well as physically or verbally. And but perhaps the more important form of respect that we are talking about here is the respect in our mind. We respect every sentient being in our mind, although we may not express it outwardly in the form of verbal and physical actions. Of course, we don't have to go around, you see, even seeing animals, and then we have to perform the physical gesture or bow down to the animals or prostrate to them, like, well, I respect you, and except here, my prostrations. That would be a little awkward, wouldn't it be? But in our heart and mind, you know, we respect, you know, every form of life, and we respect all sentient beings. I think we did talk about this some time ago. Shakyamuni Buddha, our historical teacher, has said, as Gitala quoted the lines from his memory, Buddha said, somebody like me, meaning complete enlightened being, can understand, you know, other sentient beings and their state of mind and so on. But others, you know, cannot and should not judge each others. And that's, I think, very important for us. You know, we really don't know who is who. Remember, we talked about this some time ago. And so because we don't read others' mind, we don't know who is who, so it's very important for us to learn to respect each others. It is said that enlightened beings or Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, they manifest in many forms and even in the form of inanimate objects such as bridges to cross the rivers, or in the form of water to quench thirst, that we cannot really know who is who in that regard. So therefore, it is, you know, much better and safer for us to learn to respect each other.
Mm-hmm. samalur pe sosio ani pe da so khasi ngema din na lojung ti giman do so so rangi ini sengi yin samalule pe ma yin samaji dan de ki sam tang shin nam jin ne a de ki sam ta ba yin na ani sengi yin ni ju shi yin de de da de ma gu be shi de ta yong gu ya ma sa.
So the metaphor or example given here, you know, how we, you know, respect others is as if we were their servants. You know, when we think of this example, right, the servants usually are in a lower position and respect their, bosses. So servants do not look down upon or belittle the masters that they serve. They're always, you know, obedient and respectful and fulfill the needs of the masters. So like that, you know, as we were talking about, another day, you know, how in the 8 verses of mind training by Geshe Langri Thangpa, that we need to cultivate, you know, this kind of a very humble attitude that we hold the lowest position but offer the higher positions or the highest positions to others. So when we hold the low ground, then you see, we don't belittle others. We are not disrespectful to others. We don't look down upon others. So that's the same thing we are talking about. So we cultivate sense of humility and humbleness as if we are in the service of other sentient beings.
No, no. That's Pamin du shi shi las, ane puyi shambar chis. Da rang dan dan di rendo. Da rangi ane senji tamji gane pama yin ban nangi shi zang tang. Di zan pamin sen da senji yin du zan rang puji nangi shi ne. An tenzu le ane puji tenzu le shambu tan ya ke. Di da di da di ne pe shanshu nangu yore, pamin nangu yore, di nangi ke. An senji tamji la ane rang da puyi nangi ke ane zawash dan shambar shakur res kan nangi.
Next, great Adisha tells us that, we should see ourselves as, as we are the parents of all sentient beings, and they are our children, and then we love them as parents would love their only child.
Rangle yinbi tsin tsamal wa ni pama, rang pama da, kadi shiwa yu tuki shi ni, ani di yi ting loya di ta, ani shamba guam ni. A ti shi kyu si ka nang, lu si hen, koshi kin duwa yang.
But another interpretation of the statement that Arisha made could be that we should see all other sentient beings as, you know, having been our parents. So when they have been so kind to us as our parents, so what is the right way to repay their kindness as good children is, we cultivate loving kindness to and for them. So the best way to repay the kindnesses of, our kind sentient beings is to cultivate love for them.
One last thing. That is, Zimbabwe Yintan, that? Tātun zhūmbē yīntāng, shāmbē sēm jīs, tōmē sōmbur mēs. Tū tātun nē sēngjī yīnā, anī tā dōmbā pākupā tēngyā tā anī zhūmbē yīrī tā pātēns. Anī sēm jī tōmē anī shāmbē yī jīs. Anī anī shāmbā gōm nē, shāmbē yī jī anī tōā mē pā, sēngjī sūkā nē tōā mē pā. Anī kējā hiyā tā sōmbur mēs pā yōjī nē pā tā.
Next, Adisha says that in our everyday life, we should, present smiling faces to others, and in our heart and mind, we should cultivate love, and don't be mad or angry with sentient beings, and in our communication with sentient beings, we should be honest, should not use deceptive, tactics or modes.
Shambha shenis, chua me pa tsu song tsa rime.
No.
Song por mhe se ta. Geje kye zi pe zhangbu, zhangcha xie. Yo ju me ba xie, zheng zi me ba xie jua, zheng zi xie jua ma, zhangbu xie gura. Yo ju geje xie jua ma, risu ka nando.
No. So, in our heart and mind, inside, we cultivate love for sentient beings. What does it mean to love sentient beings? Means wishing them to be happy, to find the process of happiness. But in our interaction with others, you know, we present smiling faces. So when we cultivate love inside our mind, we cannot get angry with sentient beings. In our communication with sentient beings, you know, we should not cheat them, deceive them, you know, we should not lie to sentient beings. And the next thing I think seems to be very relevant to us, and that Adishat says that we should not indulge in irrelevant talks or discussions, because that give rise to mistakes and confusion. We should be moderate in our speech. So what really he's saying is, you know, if we kind of engage in like endless talks, and which basically has, it's like, you know, much about nothing. We think like we're talking about a lot of stuff, but we're really talking about nothing. There's no relevance to what we're talking about. And basically it's sort of idle gossiping. And if we do that, then the problem is, then the confusions and misunderstandings and mistakes all come up. And so that is an issue. So we should be moderate in our speech, meaning that we need to talk. Whatever we need to tell each other, we do that, but don't go beyond what is necessary, if you will.
Tangi chakje chibya da. Lihun al dengi so da computer in a tech jagurwa.
No.
Lapo ke saja chen deshi ka keje chen dosi. Ani yurun ko dekdo.
No.
Ani taka ni kangko lengi so ke lapo te ke yomba te zeti nya.
No.
Yeba te thwa te nya shi keje ko ba. Majab je keje chen tele dekdo ta tunsu te keje mangbo chese ani tele chen na te nyogdo yongu yarta.
So I want to give two examples to illustrate the point. And he said, like, you know, probably he was performing some gestures as well, which you could relate to. And he said that, you know, how sometimes people working in offices, they're very busy. Their fingers are running very busy on the computer keyboards, but their mouths are very busy running, you know, talking with each other, and they're really not paying attention much to what they're doing. You know, and so in such case, you know, mistakes are made, and sometimes the mistakes become a big issues, you know. Or that people in the constructions, you know, who, you know, turn up on the ladder, and in one hand they've got the nail, and other hand maybe they've got the hammer, so before they really hit the hammer on the nail, but they are just talking to each other, busy, you know, just gossiping, and sometimes that becomes a big issue, you know, between people. So Kishla says, you know, because I said, you know, fingers are running busy on the keyboard, but it seems like the gestures he performed, he was explaining that he said, no, you are not even running. You just kind of, your fingers are ready to type something, but you are really not. But now you are stuck in conversations and, you know, talking about almost nothing.
Kashi Palanariwa?
No.
Kage 제리리 다고 마제는 응고를 가지. 가지. 뭐 무슨 땀망고 도시 미적 미케고 뭐 케빈다 다 텔레테는데 두고시 아니 내가 세상에는데 아니 두고시 안 되는데 용거 소상인데 아주 참말로 배치면 지나래서
And so I feel that it's really important for all of us to be mindful of our conversations. Otherwise, you know, when we engage in, you know, how to say, endless talks or being big mouth, then that really runs into, I mean, makes us run into many issues and, you know, problems.
No, no, that's in the way. That's in the way. That's in the way. No.
Next, Patricia tells us that if we kept ourselves busy doing all kinds of frivolous activities, then our virtuous practices will suffer, and so therefore it is better for us to stop, you know, what are called unspiritual and frivolous activities. Now the explanation given on this line is that, of course, you know, we have to be real in the sense that we have to do our job, we need to do our work. That may not be frivolous. But then, you know, after we get out of the work or the job, you know, still we keep ourselves busy because we can't sit and do about nothing and keep ourselves busy doing, creating all kinds of unnecessary works, if you will, and the works which have no important meanings, frivolous ones, then all the times and energies are taken by them, consumed by them, that we don't find time to do our spiritual practices. Mm-hmm. And so that is a big obstacle for us as spiritual practitioners. So therefore, we should learn to stop engaging in unnecessary and frivolous activities.
Mm-hmm. 샤와 교수 최 멤버 최다 만레위 샤와 칸디나 야스 다 켄나바 타바 둥킹이나 다 최다 만레위 샤와 칸디나 데 마제 자그르스 칸난도
So someone who is completely dedicated to spiritual, pure spiritual practice, you know, he or she, you know, of course, this is really taken in a strictest sense, should stop doing almost everything that is worldly and So that use the time and energy to engage in spiritual practices.
Just
to give an example to illustrate my point is like those who are completely, who have renounced the worldly activities and completely dedicated spiritual progress, so they really, I mean, you know, they do not get involved in, you know, even the, what we might consider the ordinary activities required in life. And so they are not wasting any moment, if you will, to engage in worldly activities. Let me bring to you to attention to, the you know how the great Indian Mahasiddha adapt Telopa with his practice. Telopa is the principal spiritual guru of great Naropa. And so Telopa was completely dedicated to his practice, and of course, you know, he needed to eat. So you know, when he take a break from his practice, he just go down to the river where the fishermen, you know, they caught fish and they left some of the, you know, what they call the uneatable insides of the fish there. So he would collect them and eat them, and then he would go and back to do his practice.
So it's down there, you can eat, you can eat. 자원서
So we find many examples. I mean, in the case of Tibet, there were many great practitioners who did the same thing. I'll just give you the two names here. Great Yogi Milarepa of Tibet, you know, he completely survived on eating nettle leaves and then dedicated himself into spiritual you know, practices. And then also Gyalpo Wensapa did the same thing. So they even did not waste time on the things which we normally might consider as something relevant, cooking, but, you know, going to grocery store, all the stuff. Kishore did not specify those things, but that should be the understanding in the footnote. And they knew they needed to eat something to survive, but they were not picky with the food or whatever, but they survived on, you know, limited, meager food, but basically dedicated themselves into spiritual development.
宁波没被雷了
那做我马切斯，你最起码起叫马切斯，反正是那老，等我，你等我对面人是的，当初就没留人不就逃不得呢？你要万一不得，那你等我对面人是的，这个逃不得，你对面就是六个人是可能的。
Next, Adisha tells us that we should not, you know, make too much efforts in doing the activities which are literally translating activities of no essence, without essence. Because in that case, our efforts will be wasted. Or another reading, you know, because we could have two readings. The Tibetan word nyawa means your efforts will be wasted. But if that is a misprint, it should be read as delva, then it means we will be wasting our precious human life. As we often learn about, you know, the need to recognize and appreciate the precious human life and its characteristics that we're enjoying now, and we should make meaning out of our life. But if we get caught up in so many activities which are of no essence, then we are also wasting our precious human life.
When the same the science and pay that, just the put and rack about the Kamba Mambo that you Mada Mambo than Rick, some dumping in a co, you are your marriage. Going in the curb, Mitch is it. Susan Sambana, you want to marriage. But it is a car is in a parallel to base. And they're so late, drunk late, car sign, a delegate, delatine, pay. dedu din jo ma to rang sam ta ji ka sam sam la ru the ya ma ka na
next Aditya tells us that we should understand that all kinds of desires or the wishes or the wishing thoughts that we have may not necessarily come true, because after all, what we enjoy or accomplish are based upon our karmic actions. And so therefore, it is better for us to, learn to disengage, from many frivolous, again, activities. And the Gisela's explanation on this line is that, we might be kind of a sort of a daydreaming. We want to be really rich, super duper rich. We want to have, a dozen of cars, the best model cars, in the world. We want to have, not just one mansion, but a dozen of mansions around, the country or the world. And other things, while it is maybe okay to wish for something, but that does not mean that our wishes will or the dreams will come true. Because what we seek and wish for, so they are dependent upon, they are contingent upon our karmic actions, and in many cases that what we did in the past. So if we did not create the necessary karmic actions, simply wishing for things does not mean we will have them.
So. Yin pēs, lē jī, lē nā dēs, tā? Anī, sēn lō ngā tā kī mō mē bā shēn nē yin dōk shēn nē, sō sū lē lā tē gō bā tē yin bā sāng tōng shē mē nā, anī, sō sū lē tā dē bō jī, yin gō rēs sōng wā tā.
So therefore, do not cause unnecessary mental stress upon ourselves. Learn to disengage from a lot of, actions and activities. But if we learn to sort of, distress ourselves, not distress, de-stress means not to have stress. Then we learn to enjoy the life. We're just more relaxed. We are not like anxious and, kind of a cranky and, grumpy and, all that. Because, life must go on. Whatever crazy thoughts we are, wishing for,
Kayes, tak kayes entah orang orang sulit tu juga pada entah berdiri kayes dan berdiri berenang. Tapi telnas, tambah sini tak, tapi hol, tapi ni telgu bercuma tak. Atu ke telgu bercita, tambah ini sahaja kami ini sambil semua tak, tangan ini suci jauh sini juga susu ini telgu bercuma. Akata dukca ini duk sangsang bercuma ini, nang bercuma si telnas, siapa yang jawab? Ani susu ani tambah komanan jenis telgu bercuma, ani siapa yang jawab ris?
No.
Kita travel sih, wah. Tapi siapa jenis wah? Travel sih. Ia me tangkur songs, tak? Sosis sempat caju mebersih ni. Sempat pe caju mebersih ni pe tangkur sih dengan 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 sih ni. Tapi cukup tol, tapi tangkur sempat cukup tol. Rotu bagi siapa guna iskan.
And the next, calls upon us as kaye is the Tibetan grammatical form which addresses us like hello friends, if you wish. Don't do the actions or things which will disappoint holy and sublime beings. So basically that, we should not do things that the holy beings such as enlightened beings, such as the bodhisattvas and other realized beings kind of feel disappointed with us, think like, I wish, they have not done those things, But if you disappoint such holy and sublime beings, so then it says that it is as good as we are dead, why are we living, what's the point of living? And so we should, not deceive, of course we can't in one sense, but we should not deceive holy beings. And the explanation given here is that we should keep our mind straight and pure.
Well, 他真的意思真的意思真的人家真的地度是在地方的东西可是什么意思他们来的生活是他们来的生活应该是因为这么的是因为他可以说嘛的是那都不是说的都不是说的那让他们这个生活就是你不应该去写上你通过去写上啊当你中国中国学他们现在这个学习上面也能被啊这些叫嘛是他可以叫嘛是而且刚才是得度心里得度等于你来了兄弟把他下边写的哎他们赢了你他可以叫嘛是
Next, it is said that whatever we experience in this life, good and bad, happy and unhappy experiences, these are the results of our past karmic actions. We should understand that. And then we should not blame others for our misery or for the things going wrong with us.And so that's really important for us to understand and think about, that what we experience, much of what we experience in this life, both good and bad, are related to what kind of karmic actions that we ourselves did and accumulate in the past. So when things go wrong with us or we encounter problems, we have a tendency to blame, put the blame on others. You know, oh yeah, it's because of, you know, those...my family members, because of my brothers and sisters, because of my girlfriend, boyfriend, or the significant other, or because of my bad neighbors, you know. And so we put the blame on others, and that's not right. We should not do that. We should take responsibility for our own karmic actions.
Honest. That is it. And then, there are some people who are saying,行了啦，行了拉回是的，别话他们去那边行了拉回是，你真的找人去是，然后呢别呢，别话看那些兄弟呢，别不的欺负看那些兄弟呢，就说你那边行了因不成功，对人来说他行了拉回是的，太近了，行了拉回是，真的找人去是，但。然后对不对兄弟们在那边现在是挺凶啊的说着他那么的听说过是那么的听说也可能是你最高的去送过要嘛的你那边干那么子也会是不是很多事故的是干那么
Next, it is said that you know, happiness that we experience or the goodness that we experience is due to the blessing of our spiritual gurus or spiritual teachers. So therefore, we should repay their kindness. And the way Adisha stated it is very emphatically, he said, like, whatever goodness happens in our life,that is basically through the blessings and inspirations of gurus, and we should repay their kindness. But repay gurus' kindness does not necessarily mean that we have to make material offerings to gurus or make those material gifts to gurus. The best way to repay gurus' kindness, as I often explained to you and reminded you, is to put into practice what guru teaches us.
Then malaria pocket and the somebody in the lambung in New York. No something about Dalami, part Lamich of a Japanian. Single Jutala King, where Miss Yena Lamy could be serving a Dubajani. Dubajabati, Takani Savius, Kanan Yonbo.
As great Yogi Milarepa sang in his spiritual songs, and which are recorded in the Lamrim treatises, Milarepa sang this song.I do not have the riches and resources to repay the kindness of my spiritual father, but I repay his kindness through my spiritual accomplishment. So he really hit right on the nail. So through spiritual accomplishment, by practicing what gurus teach us, you know, listening to what gurus say and doing exactly what gurus say, that is the best offering, repaying kindness of gurus.
That is it.当地人，他人的让句马去拍的是，引句不特别是，让个句的阿不是马去问，啊你也给句对了，他卡不来是可能的，啊，让句马去问，引句不特别是，那，他们让句 turns， rangi de rang rang ji de de tal dambo de rang ji de de tal chama shi ta tene ne re mere be pe yin la ta pendo tu du na ta yin jin de tal chang re shi
next article tells us that if one has not subdued one's own mind, then there's no way to subdue others' mind. So therefore, first, one should subdue one's own mind. So this is really very important for us to keep in our mind that our first responsibility is to look at our own mind, and we need to discipline our mind and subdue our mind. If our own mind is not subdued, thinking about, talking about, and trying to do something to subdue others' mind, that is not going to work. First thing first, subdue one's own mind, and now if we can help others to subdue their mind, then that should be that should follow from the first premise. That means that should be the second step.
Ranji mata ba yinji dum se pe tuma ranji de vitala chamra shaus tan nurkan and wa te te ne ti wa chali
manju shri lama tanga pa o jerum bu che o ta allah san ta ba different names of the same person said exactly the same thing in his great exposition of the stages of death to enlightenment, or in other words, great lamrim.
That didn't take you wings.
No.
Then you can see that
you can't show the
door. Meet
you, Tonsha.
Ale.
No. Then you lost the young Jewish government, okay?
All right.
Tanti the election to group again.
All right.
We will stop there today. And so before we do our dedication, I have here a prayer request for Robert's. Parkhurst, he passed away, so prayers are requested for him. And also I want to once again remind you of the upcoming Tibetan New Year Losar on Tuesday, February 28th, 7 a.m. There will be a very simple New Year ceremony at Thubten Darjeeling. Prayer ceremony and a light breakfast will be served, and everybody is welcome. And for new people, usually what happens is, if you can get up that early, come there and have breakfast and then go to work or go to school. Then the following Sunday, March 5th, there will be no teaching, but we will have a Losar potluck from noon to 5, and the location is posted, I believe, on the TDL website, www.tdlink.com, or there might still be copies of newsletter in the lobby. And so I also want to kind of make a request here on my behalf that, people, this is one occasion once in a while, another occasion, His Holiness' birthday, where we would like to invite people to sing songs in any languages, or play music, or tell good jokes, and so that we can mark the occasion very happily. So I'm just telling you that so that you will come prepared for the occasion.
Oh, my name is. 我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我们的没有，我
Let us dedicate our collective merit for the flourishing of Dharma, the source of benefits and happiness throughout the universe. We dedicate our merit for the long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other holy beings, wherever they are in any part of the universe. May they live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May this and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. In short, we dedicate our collective merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, and may we all reach complete enlightened state quickly.
A little bit. can do.